what I would title Work in Progress. Work in Progress. One of the things you have to realize is that we are all a work in progress. Until we leave this earth, we will never get to the point where you say, I have done everything, or I have fulfilled everything that I need to fulfill. Because God has not designed us that way. God has designed humanity to continue to improve. God has designed humanity so that we will not be in a position where you begin to tell yourself, how come I have not yet achieved the things that I need to achieve? He doesn't want you to think that way, because when you think that way, you are usually discouraged. You are usually frustrated. And like I said on Friday, you become an irritable person, because you're telling yourself every day that this is where I should be and I'm not there yet. And so I said that life is not a project. Life is a process. And what that means is that, you know, when you have a project, what you do is, a project, you plan all the things you want to do, and there is a definite starting point and a definite ending point. That's how a project is. And usually a project is a short-term, temporary thing. And God does not function that way. And primarily because God has no beginning, He has no ending. He is eternal. So God doesn't function that way. It is a human way of thinking to say, well, this thing has to start here and finish, and if we don't finish it, it means we have not achieved. And this is the reason many times where there is a lot of heartache and sorrow and even depression for many people, because at any point that we are constantly thinking there is still more. I've not done what I should do. I've never achieved anything. I've never done anything right. Now, I'm not talking about complacency, where you are not working towards something. I'm talking about you are engaged in the process of life. And I said to you that marriage is not a project. It is a process. And what do I mean? For instance, when you want to have a wedding, you can have a wedding, and wedding is a project. But marriage is not a project. Because when you plan the wedding, it has a starting time when you begin to plan, and it has an ending time. After you tie the knot and do the reception and do all the dancing, the wedding is over. But guess what? The marriage starts. Amen. And so what happens is, when you have an idea, the same approach you have to your wedding day, if you bring it into your marriage, this is what is going to happen. When you get home and you notice that the woman is not exactly what you thought in your mind, then you become disillusioned, because you expected an end. You expected a woman who is so loving and caring. She's everything you say she does it. Amen. You know, I would love that. She will never argue with me. She will never, you know, I'm talking from a man's point of view. You know, a woman has her own point of view as well. Expect a man to be a particular way. In fact, we handle our husbands and our wives as a project and say, well, this is the end that I want him to be. So you begin, some of you try your best. Then after 2 months, 3 months, 1 year, 2 years, oh, what's going on? It is not a project. It is what? A process. And processes don't end. This is important for you to have your peace in life. Otherwise, you keep wondering and you keep saying, God, why? Why is he not? Why is she not? And once you begin to do that, what happens is that you will not engage in the process. Same thing happens to raising children. You know, all of us want to have children the day they are born. There's so much joy. See, you are so happy. You are the happiest woman, the happiest man on earth. Are you still happy today? Amen. Do you still have the same joy you had the day your children were born? The same excitement you had. What caused it? You had a project mindset. As soon as the children passed a particular age, you were expecting something. You had expectations of them, and you don't kind of see that expectation realized. A project-minded person who wants to see results will say, well, it's either you blame yourself or you blame the child. Somebody has to be at fault for me not realizing what I'm supposed to realize, because it's a project we started. I started training the child. I did all of these. You know, for you, those of you who are Christians, you say, I brought them to church, but I don't see any sign that they went to church. Because you are expecting something, and your expectation is not wrong, but you are taking it as what? A project rather than a process. Guess what? You are still a work in progress. If my mom is not here, if my mom was here, she would say, oh, even with all the things that I think I've been a good child, she will still notice something in me. Yeah, that's true. Are you getting what I'm saying? And this is important because it humbles you. Because you can become a parent and think you've got it all together. How many know that your children know your faults? Some people train and talk to their children as if they have no fault. And so you are thinking your desires are correct, but listen to me, you've got to engage in what? The process. That's the way things are. This is a very fundamental understanding that we all have to have about life. You are not a failure. You can only fail when things have ended and they evaluate. Failure. Well, you can't fail when you are still a work in progress. You can't fail. How do you determine the person that failed? The person who is still engaging with the process. You know, with a project, you can define failure. With a process, you can't. So let's look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, verse 28. It said, then God blessed them. So when God made man, he blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. And we have said that when God made man, he made man after he had made everything they need for them. Everything they needed. Man did not have to create anything. He just needed to continue to use what God has provided to increase it, to multiply it, and do all of that. And at the point God was speaking, he didn't say, be fruitful and multiply by the year 2002. God never says that. So when it comes to humanity, and that's why, you know, someone was talking about God's timing. Really, you know, God is not bound by time. That's right. It's not bound by time. So our project mindset says by this time. And then if that time, then we say it's been delayed. Isn't it? If it doesn't happen at that time, then we say it is delayed. But guess what? God doesn't see it as delay. Because God sees it as what? A process. So it says, be fruitful and multiply. God is not bound by time. And God says, you just continue to engage in the process of fruitfulness. You should participate. Everything you need, listen to this, where you want to get to, the outcome of your life, God has already done it. Amen. Whatever you're thinking, you know, you're thinking, I want everything to be well with my family. God has already done it. Amen. And that's why faith is important with God. Faith means it is already done. And I believe it is done, so I'm no longer stressing. Because God talks about peace and rest. Man entered into his rest. But how can you be at peace if you don't believe that the things that you need, God has already provided? You know what you will do, what will cause you stress, is when you're thinking, I've got to make things happen. I've got to manufacture my outcome in life. You cannot, listen to me. There's a scripture that Jesus said, which of you by worrying can add one strand of hair to his head? Is there anybody here? I know we have ladies who they manufacture some hair that they put on. But it's not your hair. Amen. Are you getting what I'm saying? You know, some of you might be thinking that. It is not your hair. On your head, you cannot cause any hair to grow on your head. That is enough proof that you can't manufacture anything. It is God who manufactures everything. Everything a child will need. You know, when a child is born, you don't give the child a brain to go to school. Everything the child will need for life, God already provided. What is that child doing? The child is making use. You see, the way we approach life sometimes is that, oh, I think I need a brain. I've got to create a brain. So you start working hard to create a brain. No, you are to use what God has already made. Never walk in life as if you are trying to make the end. You are trying to make the outcome of your life. The outcome of your life, God has already prepared. What you are doing is what he has enabled you to do. You are doing it, but you are thanking God that he has already prepared that outcome that you need. And that's why you can be at peace. You know, there are things that you need to look at people who have so much peace and say, what do they know? What do they understand? We heard this morning, Terrence was saying that we should be happy. You know, and he says, when you say be happy, somebody might say, well, he doesn't know what I am going through. It's not what you are going through. What you are going through is part of the process of life. We all go through things. They are the process. It's not a project to say, well, this thing must end at this time or at that time, brothers and sisters. Because if that's my goal, I will become frustrated in life. I will be depressed in life. I will be irritable. And one of the things that happens to people who think project mindset is this. When they don't see things happen, they are difficult to live with. You know, let's take for instance, you know, you have your children or whatever, whoever is living with you. Because you have all those expectations and you expect them to be done at a particular time, you are so irritable. You don't know it, but the people around you know it. They say you are just fussing about every little thing. But what you are doing is you are a project-minded person. You want things to be done and to be achieved. You've got the end in mind. You can't create the end because God has no ending. You know when God... Come on, put your hands together for that. When God made you, he made you as an eternal being. You are not to expect that, oh, things at this time, at that time. And I know what I'm saying. When you have peace that God has done everything, that's when things happen for you. That's when it happens. So it says, be fruitful. And God asked them to be fruitful because God has in mind that it's a continuous process. Amen. Let me show you another scripture. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians 2 verse 6. When you got saved, salvation is a process. So if somebody accepts Jesus as their Lord and Savior today, they begin what? A process. They don't begin a project. A project means that, okay, he has become a Christian. When did you become a Christian? 9 years ago. By now, you see, if I'm a project-minded pastor, there are things I expect you not to ever do again. And there are things I expect you to be doing. So if I'm a project-minded pastor, if you're not doing what I expect you to be doing, I'll be frustrated with you. Because I expect after 9 years in the Lord, this is what you should be doing. This is what you should not be doing. And you can change that for you as a parent. You can change that as a child, what you expect of your parents. You know, there are people who expect things of their parents. And so, look at it. It says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, So walk in him. He said, the same way you receive Jesus, you continue. Say continue. So you don't say, well, I've received him, and that's it. But you've got to continue that process. Until when? So he said, walk ye in him. He just told us that we should continue. But we have a mindset, and when we meet each other, we don't think they are continuing in the process. What we are doing is we are saying, why are you not there yet? Look at it in the other translation, the CSB translation. I like that translation. Colossians 2:6. It says, do you have it? The CSB. You haven't got it. Okay, well, what the CSB says, instead of so walk in him, it says continue to live in him. Continue the process. And you know what? God is not in a hurry. Many of us are too much in a hurry, and because we're in a hurry, we do things that we are not supposed to do. You are supposed to relax and enjoy the ride. You know, life is a ride. You are to relax when you have somebody. You know, there are people when they, and it happens mostly between maybe husbands and wives and things like that. It happens all the time. I don't know. It happens with my wife and I. Whenever I'm driving, my wife is the actual driver. So I'm just holding the steering. That's all I'm doing. You say, oh, there's this. She sees everything. There was a day I told her, I said, do you know, I've driven more miles than her. I've traveled to many places where she's not there. So how do I survive? You see, the thing is, so now you have a situation where when you are together, you are stressing. She's supposed to do what? Sit down and enjoy the ride. But how many people can say that they have sat down, they're at peace, they're at rest about their lives, and they're just enjoying the ride? How many people are enjoying the ride of life? Or you are spending time worrying. You know, sometimes my wife will say, you didn't trafficate early. Are you getting that? Now, why would, you see, when my wife is driving, although it doesn't happen that many times that she drives an hour, but when she's driving me, I just chill. Everybody say chill. And this is one of the things that, and I know it's not peculiar to my wife, so don't think I'm trying to. I know it's a lot of ladies do that. Amen. And one of the things, let me tell you something. God did not create women to be stressed. I'm telling you. One of the reasons why God said to a husband to love their wives is so that they will live a stressless life. Listen to this. In 1 Peter chapter 3, he says, live with your wives with what? Understanding. Another translation says, according to knowledge. And it says, being joint heirs together with Christ. But it says that being the weaker vessel. What does it mean, the weaker vessel? The way God has made women, their vessel. It didn't say a weaker person. The spirit is not weak, but their delicate makeup is tender. When a woman begins to stress, whether stress is coming from work, from husband, from anywhere that stress is coming, if those of you who have girls, you must not stress them. They have a weaker vessel. So now, and that's because if this vessel is weak, it means it can be easily damaged. You don't know what weaker vessel means. If you have, how can I use it? How many people have plastic plates at home, plastic bowls? You know your plastic bowl, you can use it to play football. If you're a good footballer, you can kick it, you can do anything to a plastic bowl because it's not a weaker vessel. But you take those china, take the china and try to do, poof, it goes, it's a crash. That's the reason a woman must not stress. So when you are, next time you are sitting with your husband in a car, Remember what I said. You know, your children, they've come home, maybe the report is not what you exactly expect, the result. Relax. It is part of the... Very important. Because when you relax, things happen. God always works from the position of peace. God is a God of peace. Peace. No forcing. And you see, why I'm saying this from my heart is there's an experience that you are not experiencing. There is something that Christianity offers you that you are not experiencing. You are not experiencing peace and joy in your life because you are forcing about things. You are project-minded. Look at Martha, Mary and Martha. When Jesus came to Mary and Martha's house, the Bible says Mary sat listening to the word. What Martha was doing was busy. When you become a project-minded person, you will be irritable. You know what she said? She went and said, Lord, don't you care? Don't you care? You know, my sister is this, you know, because there's nothing wrong with what you're doing, but your priority in life has to be peace. Make peace your priority in life. When you have peace, you have everything. When you have peace in your home, oh, glory to God. You just see things happening. You know you didn't manufacture it. You know it is God. When you're not at peace, then you're saying that I have to do it myself. Say, as you therefore have received Christ, so walk in him. Continue. It's a process. I'm going to show you, because of time, I'm going to show you quickly Genesis chapter 27. There is the account. Before we go there, let me give you the background to this story. There's a man called Isaac, and he has twins. One is Jacob, well, Esau is the older, and one is Jacob. And God had already spoken ahead concerning their future. Do you know what will happen in your life? God has spoken it. You just have to receive it. I'm going to be doing this on Friday because of time. With God, you receive before you achieve. With God. That's the way God works. When it comes to God, you don't achieve first to receive. In the world, the human mindset is, let's walk towards achieving. So all of us are, you know, when it's time for church, you can't be in church because you are trying to what? Achieve. But you can't achieve anything because what you need to achieve has already been achieved for you as a Christian. God says, I will live long. Says, I will live long. Says, I will live long. God had already said it. It's in the Bible. So, but you say, no. I have to make sure that I live long. I'm going to make sure. So you start getting all the information about living long. And you start working hard. Thank God for gym and all of those things and dieting. Thank God for all of those things. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. They are part of the process. But going to gym doesn't make you live long. Hallelujah. Don't do it because you want to live long. Do it because you want your ship to be. Amen. Living long is based on what God has said. Are you catching what I'm saying? Somebody says, no, do you have Christians? You say, oh, if you don't do it, it can cut short your life by 20 years. Where is it written in the Bible? Show me. It's not written. There was a time I was the manager of a health center. And I used to see lots of people come in to exercise. We had a gym, we had many things, and I was the manager, the whole place. And I saw people who were fit. And every day they would come. I'll be counseling them because they are unhappy in life. Fit. They eat all the proper food, everything. Is there anything wrong with what they are doing? No, but their joy does not come from those things. It comes because they are trying to achieve first. With God, you receive, then you achieve. You achieve what you have received. You achieve what you have received. So that's why we come, when we hear God speaking, God says to you, it is well with you and your children. You have to receive that, then you achieve it. That's why God always speaks first. So when God says, be fruitful, he is already saying, you've got to receive that, I will be fruitful, then you achieve it. Wow. Are you getting this? This is so important. That's why it says, when you pray, Mark chapter 4, it says, is it Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, when you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have it. You have to first receive it and you will achieve it. Don't have the project mindset is I'm going to achieve it. I'm going to achieve it. Then you start working hard. Because it's not certain. It's something you have to manufacture. But God said, have manufactured it. You receive it. Then you go through the process to achieve it. So what happens in this story is, now God has spoken concerning Jacob. He's spoken concerning Esau, what their lives will be, what they will become. But guess what? The parents. And sometimes, if you're a parent, you've got to watch it. When it comes to your children, don't drive them as if you and that child you want to achieve. I relate to my children based on what I've received concerning them. I've received everything God said about them. I've received it. So they don't have stress from me at home. They are never stressed. Their stress in life will never come from me. I can guarantee you that. So even if they do things that, you know, they do. You know, when you are not stressing about somebody, even when they are doing something wrong, it doesn't look, it's not so serious. You know, if I have expectations and I've not received, what I'll do is that when you do something wrong, I'm mad. Because you have not received. When you are received, you just calm down, begin to do things following the process. So the parents said, well, God, you know what? Isaac loved Esau. So right inside the home, Isaac loved Esau. The Bible actually says it. If you go back and read Genesis 26, 27, go and read all those scriptures, you get the story very well. And then Rebekah, the mother, loved Jacob. And when Rebecca was pregnant with the twins, God has said to her that the second one is going to become great. It is through him, it's actually through him, that the lineage of the tribe of Israel will come from. But God didn't say that Esau would not be blessed. Esau was also blessed. So Rebecca heard Jacob. Look at what happened to Jacob. Jacob wanted to manufacture the result. So he told Esau. He said, you go and, because Esau was a hunter. So you go and get me some game. Go and kill a beast or something for me and then bring it and cook a nice meal for me. When you cook a nice meal, I will bless you. The mother, Rebecca, heard. Well, Rebecca loved Jacob. So she heard. When she heard it, as soon as Esau went out to go and hunt, you know, it takes time to hunt. And get something you, and then cook it and do that. She went to Jacob and said, Jacob, I'm going to manufacture, make sure that your brother doesn't get this blessing. He said, quick. Go and get me a ram or something. He said, get it for me, and you will go. I heard your dad saying this. You can go and get the blessing. And Jacob said, oh, but my brother is hairy, you know. Esau is hairy. And what happened to Jacob, he thought he was going to die because he was going blind. And he didn't die for another 30 years. You see, project-minded. He's project-minded, so he causes rupture in his home. He thinks he's going to die. So, because I'm going to die, before I die, let me give the blessing to Esau. But he lived another 30-something years. But he's trying to manufacture the result. God has already created the outcome of your life. You don't need to play games. You've got to just sit back and what? Relax and enjoy the ride. Now, they're plotting. So the mother said, and he says, but my brother is heavy, don't worry. They're going to scrape off the skin from the goat. And they weigh it on. Look at all the skimming. That's what you do when you have not received. What you want to achieve, what you have not received. So she begins to do all of that, and then he goes in. Amen. Let's read it quickly. Let me go. Now it came to pass when Isaac was old, he says, let's jump to verse 5. Jump to 5. Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt game and to bring it. Verse 6. Let's do it quickly. So Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, indeed, I heard your father speaking to Esau, your brother, saying, make it quick. Bring me game and make savory food for me that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you. Go now to the flock and bring me from there 2 choice kids of the goats, and I will make savory food. So she was going to make the food because she knows the kind of taste the man likes. I can't trust Jacob, because Jacob may not even know how to cook. So she said, I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he loves. Next verse. Then you shall take it to your father, that he may eat it, and that he may bless you before he's dead. Now, let me pause for a moment. What kind of life is that? That somebody has to cook for you before you bless them. So the whole, can you see all of the complications that we have in life? Rather than enjoying life, we are so manipulative and concocting things. Look at it. Before he's dead. Verse 11. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth-skinned man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him, and I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing. But his mother said to him, let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get them for me. And he went and got them and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory food such as his father loved. Verse 15. Then Rebekah took the choice clothes of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. Now, I read all that so that you see all the planning. People say, I love to plan. But what are you planning? Are you planning to achieve, or you are planning to receive? See, there's a big difference. When I'm planning to receive, I get into God's word. When you're planning to achieve, you do things. You begin to do things. I need to do A, B, C, D, and all that. You try to do A, B, C, D. You are so perfect. You are so calculative. You know how to do everything. And let me tell you, that quality is such a good quality, but don't do it stressing. Do it knowing that God is in control. You are not in control. Actually, the more you try to have control, the more you lose control. Now, guess what happens? So he gets the blessing according to his father. But you know, on his way, he had to, because Esau, when Esau came back, he was mad. You need to go and read the whole thing. Esau cried. He cried. Because he said, your brother has taken the blessing. He said, my father, don't you have any other blessing? He said, look, your brother has, and this is what is going to happen. Ah, he cried, and he purposed in his heart that he will kill Jacob. So I'm going to kill him. Now, look at, God spoke a blessing over the 2 children. The parents tried to achieve it. They tried to achieve it. Because they are trying to achieve it, one, the whole family was scattered. That's the first thing that happened. Because the mom knew that Esau was going to kill Jacob. So she told Jacob, I know what Esau said. I was after their dad passed on. He said, I'm going to kill him. And you know what he said? He said, you should go to my brother's, that's the mother, Rebecca. Go to my brother's town and go and live with my brother. And as he was going, you know, God came to him. You know, God didn't say, because your father blessed you, you are going to be blessed. You know what God said? The same word he spoke to Abraham. He said, I will bless you. You'll be a great. So God was saying that what the father proclaimed was nothing. Because he went and he got to a tree when he was running and he slept and God spoke. God never referred to what his father did. Because what you did to try to achieve is nothing. God repeated what he had already said before he was born. Everything you will become in life, God has already planned it. Amen. He's put it in place. You are to live life enjoying. Just enjoy the ride. And you know, when I look at it, I'm not trying to, you know, when we get into the car, I already tuned my mind for all the things my wife will say. You know, when you're newly married, because I used to drive her to work. We would leave home. I would drive her to her work, and then I would go to work. That's what we used to do. In those days, I used to argue in the car. When she says, oh, you didn't see the light or something like that, you know, I'll just reply. Today, I just sit down and enjoy the ride. And then she say, you are not talking. Oh, no. I know better to talk. If you talk. So it's not like, you know, somebody says, if it's a project, I will expect her to get to a point in her life never to say those things again. That's a project mindset. My wife, after 25 years of marriage, she's still saying the things I've told her I don't like. I didn't tell her not to do it, because that's the first mistake you make when you tell your wife, I'm telling you, don't use that term. Just say, I don't like it. But she's still doing it, but because I know our life together is a process. If you think it's a project, then by now, when I enter the car, please, don't, if you say anything to me, if you talk, if you move, this is going to happen, that is going to happen. No, sir, I don't do it anymore. I am more mature. I know it's a process. If the process is going to last 50 years of marriage, I'm ready. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. It's a process mindset, not a project mindset, so that I will not begin to do the things that I should not do. Not begin to, you know, sometimes you can look at, you know, maybe your children. Do you believe that God has already planted something in your children? What they will become in life. Do you believe it? Do you actually believe it? No, but many people don't act it. You have to become this, and I will make sure. You don't say it with your mouth. You say it with your actions. And then you go and do research. You do all the research, and you try to cajole. You try to convince. You play manipulate. You say, oh, I can never be like Rebecca. But you've been doing Rebecca for a long time. I would never be like Isaac, but you've been doing it. But guess what happens? God ignored all what... God never repeated what he said. God said what he had already said. And guess what happened? He gets to his uncle's house. He gets to his uncle's house. Before he gets there, he sees his uncle's the daughter. Because in those days, they could marry across until God said, no, that was not supposed to be in the law. So he loved Rachel. He said, ooh, she's so beautiful. I'm going to marry her. And then he gets to his uncle's house. He works for 1 month. After 1 month, the uncle comes to him and says, oh, I don't want you to do this thing voluntary work. I want you to be on my staff. What do you want me to do for you? He said, I don't need anything. All I want is let me work and you give me your daughter. Wow. So the man said, you're going to work 7 years. 7 years. Can you imagine? You work 7 years to gain your wife. That must be love. In fact, the Bible records that to Jacob, the 7 years looked like a few days because of his love for Rachel. Some people think there's no love story in the Bible. That's a true love story. That you do 7 years and it looks like a few days. And so he walked 7 years. Genesis chapter 29. But before we go there, and I'm going to round up. He walked 7 years. Now he's trying to what? Achieve. He said, I will walk. He's the one that said, I want to walk for the wife. You don't have to walk for it. You are to receive it, and then you carry on the process. You show your love for her after you've received. So now he walked 7 years, and he says, now I've walked 7 years, it's time for me to have my wife. So they had a celebration. All the celebration, you know, they do that in the culture, in the East. They did all the culture, the celebration, and then it was time for him to go. You know, they didn't have electricity in those days. So he went into the room to consummate the marriage. And I'm going to read something. Every time I read this part of the Bible, I just laugh. It's so funny. This is such a beautiful story, I'm telling you. I think you should create a play on this one. This is so beautiful. Let's read from verse 20. Look at verse 20. Verse 20, quickly. Genesis 29, verse 20. Are we there? Thank you. So then Laban, so Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed only a few days to him because of the love he had for her. Quickly, next verse. Then Jacob said to Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled. I have achieved it, that I may go in to her. 22. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. So the man actually made a feast for him. They had a party. Say, I'm going to give you your wife. Verse 23. Now it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to Jacob, and he went in to her. Verse 24. And Laban gave his maid Zilpah to his daughter Leah as a maid. Now look at what is happening. He doesn't know that it is Leah. This is one of the most exciting verses in the Bible. I'm telling you. The next one now. You see what's going to happen. Verse 25. So it came to pass in the morning that behold, it was what? Leah. Never forget that verse. Behold, it was Leah. You know what it means? He worked hard. But he did not get what he wanted. Many people work hard. But at the end, what they get is Leah. How much stress have you stressed and forced about your life, and you ended up with all the hard work and all the pressure, you got Leah. All of the screaming on your children and all of that, and you've got to do this. I'm not saying I've told you how to speak to children. What did I say? Sit them down and you talk. The word of correction. But when you stress, I told you ladies in particular, God has not designed your body to stress. Now take this from me. This is very important. I just explained it with a weaker vessel. He has not designed. If anything wants to cause you stress, just rest. If anything wants to cause you stress in life, tell yourself it's time to rest. I don't want Leah. I want Rachel. I'm not talking about, you know what I mean. In life, I want to get what God has planted in my heart to receive, not something else. But you receive it first, and then you achieve it. Put your hands together for the Lord.